Let's go. Hey, hey, yeah, we back in this bitch, baby. Hey, we taking no prisoners. That's right, bitch. I'm on my third glass of motherfucking of whiskey. What's the name of this shit? McCallum or something. One of my good personal close friends got me this for my birthday. Thank you. Hell, matter of fact, give a little shout out. Oh shit, wrong one. Thank you for that. This is the Fresh Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. GQ, aka Coffee Black, aka Short Time, aka the motherfucking host of this show. And this is the Fresh Podcast. And I'm back to give y'all some more of this freshness. I'm over here cooling. We in a love loft as usual. And I'm joined by guests. You know what, man? You are the first person of this stature to be on this show. All the way from Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Somewhat.
See,
heritage?
I got to explain.
All right. Well, I'll let you explain it on here. All right. Well, all the way from, I'm not for sure where.
LA.
But LA. By way with blood of Nigerian like me, but
you're Nigerian?
Yeah, a lot. I'll show you my DNA shit, but you more Nigerian than I am.
Oh, yeah.
I mix with some white shit. That's and everything. Right. I'm 20% white, too. I need 20% white privilege. Yeah, yeah. I got Scottish, Irish, and a bunch of other little white shit in me. But we got.
I just feel like the Nigerian side doesn't fuck with any of that side.
Probably not. They don't fuck with me either. Matter of fact, I'll tell you about how I got into a fight. Well, like, I almost got into a fight with two Nigerians a couple months ago in this bar. Fuck them pussies. But we got the good brother. We got Mr. Angel. Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember. Ogo.
Ogwo.
Ogwo.
O-G-W-O.
I know it's Ogo. Oh, Ogwo. We got the good brother, Angel Ogwo.
Yeah.
We'll give you
Ogwo. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, man. How you feeling? How you
feel
living?
Welcomed. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
Much love in this love loft we got here.
Yeah, man. You know, Angel gave the same expression, and that most people do is like, "Oh shit, damn!" Like he liked the love loft layout.
Yeah, I was all the way saying, "Oh shit," and "Oh shit." There's a lot of "Oh shit" in the room. The love is real.
Yeah, man.
A lot of cool shit in this room. Pictures.
Thank you.
Child around the world. I see.
Yeah, man.
A lot of photos of you with different celebrities. You know,
and shit. I still got a whole lot more to do I was thinking about. So, yeah, I have so much wall space. And I'm like, I'm trying to get everything. So I got more pictures and I got some shit that I'm going to put up there on the loft part. So, yeah, yeah. But one day I'm going to let y'all see what the love loft look like. Because people be hitting me up like, hey, man, what's this place look like? And like this one dude, I had just met him like recently and shit. And I had posted and shit when I was in there. And just like 3-4 days ago, he's like, hey, what's this love loft shit about? I said, that's my crib, cuz, and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how we live in it.
Just blue balling your fans, bro. They want to fucking see it, dog.
If you want to see what the love loft looks like, you can see what it looks like when I first legit moved in here. Like, right when I signed the paperwork, I don't have nothing in here. I just literally signed the paperwork, the lease. It's on my TikTok. TikTok, GCUE502. You can see the layout. It look way different now, but I love it, bro, because this was like one of my dreams. It was to have like a loft apartment. But I wanted one with like the little black spiral steps. You know what I'm saying? Because them shit was hard. But I wanted the spiral steps that was like big and width so you can get like furniture and shit up there. Like I wasn't going to do it. I was going to pay somebody because that was going to be a bitch just to get that shit up that winding
yeah,
steps. But I always wanted something like that. But this got the regular one. But I noticed there was a unit in the front that's vacant and it got the balcony. I want a balcony. And I'm thinking about talking to the landlord and being like, hey, can I move over? Even though I hate moving, but the layout was a little different, and I believe there ain't no carpet. It's just all hardwood floor, which is it's whatever. I prefer carpet. I prefer carpet and shit.
I don't need a balcony.
I love balconies and shit, bro.
I'm still like I'm working my stand up. I'm still in the bombing stage.
Yeah,
I don't want to be near no balcony, bro. I don't fucking you know what I mean.
I love the balcony. I'd be out there cooling and shit all day. So even though I hate moving and packing and shit, but I really wouldn't need a pack like that. I can just hire some motherfuckers and like, hey, bro, take this shit down the hall and. So I don't know. I'm gonna talk to the landlord. I mean not the landlord, but the manager, and I'm gonna see what's up. I might try to move to another unit, but they couldn't rent this unit out, so they dropped the price. Everybody else is paying like 1800 and shit, and my shit's like 1730. because they couldn't rent it out. So they dropped it. So I got this motherfucker at a good time. So they might be like, all right, if you move, you have to pay more. If they do that shit, I'm like, nah, I'm going to stay right here. But I do want a motherfucking balcony, because the motherfuckers who live right there and across the hall, they got balconies. And I just got this little bullshit ass window, man. Yeah, bro. Shit, weird.
Why do they got balconies and you don't?
Discrimination.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
It's fucked up. But no, I saw, I mean, fuck it. I wish I had the balcony, but this little window cool or whatever. But yeah, but I know.
Actually, you could borrow their balcony real quick. Just knock on the door. Like, hey, can I borrow your balcony for this weekend?
Shit, fuck their balcony and shit. But I noticed, though, I thought all the layouts was the same. But I, like, when I walked through, like, through the hallway, some motherfuckers had their door open, and they layouts be different. Like, somebody, their bathroom was, like, as soon as you walk in, or they steps was right when you walk in. I'm like, oh, so everybody's layout. Because the one that I seen on the ceiling, it was, like, wood or some little shit. I was like, damn, it's dope. So I don't know, man. All I do know is, like, they need to redo the bathroom, because this building's old as fuck. And there's no closet space. All I have is like a little closet right underneath the steps, and I got a little small bullshit ass closet upstairs in the loft area. So that's like the down.
But the toilet's working well though, right?
Yeah. All
right, cool. Because I plan on using it later.
Yeah, yeah. The toilet works and shit. I'm wondering. But yesterday the goddamn garbage disposal started fucking up, so I got to put a maintenance request in. But yeah, this is the Love Loft, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, shout out to the lovely ladies we had on the last episode, Ayla Strange. And Najee Nova. Ayla really loved the Love Loft. She kept saying, like, I want to come back here. I want to stay here. I said, shit.
And she's trying to get fucked.
I don't know. I don't know about that. But I was like, bro.
Is your couch available next?
I was like, you come over anytime and shit. And what was dope, she, like, does, like, porn, but only, like, solo porn and shit. But I want, like, porn chicks on here and shit, because I have, like, a porn past. Like, I used to live in a porn house. I didn't do porn and shit. I fucked around with some of the little chicks or whatever, but I didn't do it. I was just always watching. But I want some porn chicks on here.
I believe you. After you call yourself Chocolate Thunder.
No, I don't. My pussy ass uncle, he called me Chocolate Thunder. And what's wild? Okay, yeah, so on the podcast, I've talked about him. So me and Angel met on Wednesday at a little at the LA School of Comedy. I went up there for the open mic. He was up there too. And I didn't have a routine. I was just coming up with some shit that I had been on my head all day. And one of them, I was talking about Terry Graves, about how he was telling people I was doing porn. I've talked about this shit many times on the show. So I talked about that little shit where he was telling motherfuckers my name was Chocolate Thunder, but my name is Coffee Black. Everybody knows my name is fucking Coffee Black. But it's funny, and I forgot to mention on the last episode, last month I had surgery on Halloween. And then the next day, I flew from here to Kentucky to do an open mic on Wednesday and shit. So I was in Kentucky for a couple of days. So I was going to one of my favorite restaurants, Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken. So one of my homegirls and shit, we pull up. And I'm like, hey, I think that's motherfucking Terry Graves right there. So I start recording and shit. It was that old bum ass fucking Dodge Dakota that he's had since I was like in high school. That was in there. I graduated in 2004, and he had that shit before I graduated high school, and we getting ready to be in 2023. So this motherfucker has legit had the same motherfucking whip for 20-something years. And I'm like, I think that's his shit. And then I see U of L shit on it, University of Louisville. And then this motherfucker always wears hats, but the kind of hats that he wears and the way he wears it is distinct. And I was like, that is that motherfucker. So I'm recording this shit on Snapchat. I'm like, yo, when you see your ops and shit. But like, I just had surgery like 2 or 3 days prior. I was in pain and shit. And I'm like, fuck, at all the times, I'm not going into a fight when I'm already fucked up. I'm like, this motherfucker, he's not worth me injuring myself even more, you know what I'm saying, from the surgery. So I was like, fuck, I gotta let him live right now. So he caught a pass. But like, all the times I be back home, I never see him and shit. But I was in my old hood or whatever the fuck, because I was leaving my homeboy Rashard. He's been on the podcast a few times. I was leaving his crib and shit, and I was like, oh, I want some leaves and shit. I was like, man, I fucking run it, because if I was well and easy, oh bro, I would have got out that motherfucking car. Why he was at the fucking window. Out of, what's up, bitch? What you want to do? Oh, bro, I would have got bugged. And I was like, fuck.
Hey, you're just a whole different world from mine. Like, I can't call my uncle pussy ass uncle. Like,
he is, bro.
Like, even though he is. Like,
how you going to make up a rumor on a motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Because I was living in a porn house. or whatever. So I was telling my cousin about it and shit. And I had left some porn for him. So he was telling like Terry about it and shit. So Terry took that information, ran with it, and added his own little sauce. Like, my aunt really called me and was like, are you doing flicks? I'm like, what the fuck? How you know word flicks? That threw me off.
That's how I know you ain't no real Nigerian. You be getting away with a lot of shit.
Listen, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. I'm an adult.
Turn me into a pussy.
You don't fucking like disrespect me and think I'm going to just let that shit just fly. Like, hell no. When I put Terry in the hospital. When I said that on stage, I wasn't bullshitting. Yeah. I put his pussy ass in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? And then the funniest shit is I got OGs and shit. They was like, man, Terry showed up to the park looking all stupid and shit. He still had the fucking band from the ER on his fucking wrist and all that shit. He was like, man, yeah, bro, he fucked me up and shit.
Bro, you're a 90s school bully, bro.
I'm not, but he started it. You know what I'm saying?
Being
but
it's elderly people.
No.
Nah. How old's your uncle?
When the time that shit happened, that motherfucker was like either in his like late 50s, early 60s and shit.
Nigga.
But no, this motherfucker talks super tough. This motherfucker said he was going to kill me. He's getting on the phone calling 3 or 4 motherfuckers to come over and jump me.
What?
Yeah.
It's an ongoing thing that you
No. The day I put him in the hospital, the day that shit happened. But that's the shit he don't tell motherfuckers. He don't tell motherfuckers that me, I was like, he was talking all this shit. It was like, you a pussy. I'm like, well, if I'm a pussy, beat my ass then. This motherfucker said, mama, give me your cane. And my grandmama did the most like pussiest shit that I would never forgive her for. Gave her cane to Terry. And I'm standing right there. This motherfucker, he got the cane. I said, come on, bitch, hit me with it. I'm standing right there like ready to take it. I'm like, come on, whore, what's up? He ain't do nothing. I'm like, bro, you draw weapons out on me. You going back and forth down the hall calling motherfuckers trying to get me jumped and shit. But then he lied on 3 different stories.
Well, usually when someone who needs a cane, they don't use it to hit somebody. They use it to walk.
No. It was my grandmama's. He said, mama, give me your cane. And she fucking gave it to him. So this motherfucker, he told people that I attacked him from behind in the driveway, which was false. He told people that me and my homies jumped him in the driveway.
And that's also false.
Which was false. And then he said that I attacked him from behind when he was walking in the door. He told 3 different stories to multiple motherfuckers. Because multiple motherfuckers came back to me and was like, Terry said you did this. Another motherfucker said that. All legit. And then motherfuckers started talking was like, hold on, what? No, he told me this happened. How the fuck are you going to say 3 different stories? Why don't you say the truth? I got out the car. I walked up on you. And we was face to face. Your back wasn't turned. And shit, you know what I'm saying?
Where he stay at? Because I kind of want to beat his ass.
He lived with his mama in Newburgh in Louisville.
This guy does some pussy ass shit. You right.
You know what's funny? We used, matter of fact, let me see if I still got the fucking like little voicemail.
I like you want to see what he looks like.
I will show it. I think I might still have it. Let me find like the little voicemail and shit that he had like. He left some people a voicemail thinking it was me and shit. Because like I talked about him on the show. And it got sent to him and shit. And fucking, oh shit, what happened? Oh, it might be gone. Let me see. Oh, okay, let's see.
Motherfucker, you called, run your goddamn mouth, bitch. Answer the phone, bitch. Be a man, whore. You fucking with the wrong motherfucker, bitch. Call me back, whore. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. You want the money? Come and get the money, whore. Come get what you want, bitch. I got what you want, nigga.
You can't be a big fan of Tiffany Haddish, bitch, and also know how to fuck, too.
It's fucking funny as fuck, man. Like, I remember that day. I'm like chilling, and I get the fucking voice. My people send me this. I'm like, what the fuck is this? That was like fucking Terry. Ah, this is Terry right here.
Oh my god, he has. Okay, so for the viewers, for the listeners that can't see what's going on, so Terry has really bad teeth. So I'm assuming that McGee right here has been whooping his ass a lot, right? You knocked his teeth out.
No, his teeth was like that before I even did anything to him. His grill been fucked up. But he's never had a good job with good insurance to get this shit fixed. Well, I don't know. He may have been on his wife's insurance at one time, but I don't know. But yeah, man, shit's wild and shit. But yeah, fuck Terry Graves. I'm about to have a fucking a nice little stand-up about him and shit. Nice. But yeah, he was telling motherfuckers I was doing porn. My name was like Chaka Thunder. And I'm like, what the fuck? Matter of fact, we're going to bury Terry Graves, little bitch ass and shit. Oh, yeah. For the FBI, for them puss-ass crackers at the LAPD, and them puss-ass crackers at the Burbank Police Department, at the Fresh Podcast, myself, Mr. GQ, nor any of my guests, we do not have any thought, intent, action, or whatever to physically harm anyone.
Especially me, because I can't. I literally can't. So.
The Petty Pistol is in no way, form, and shape to harm, physically shoot, kill anyone. We are here to shoot petty bullets at stupid, dumb motherfuckers so they can be better people when they wake up the next day. And then some motherfuckers need to get the petty bullets a few times because they just stupid as fuck. So I really wish you fucking white, racist, motherfucking crack-ass, cracker law enforcement will leave me the fuck alone with this shit. You're trying to take my motherfucking words and twist it around into some shit that is fucking not. And if anybody needs to be clapped, it should be you, crack-ass motherfuckers. Leave me the fuck alone. God damn it. But with that being said, Terry Graves, a repeat offender of being buried on this podcast, you buried pussy.
You just got buried, you little punk ass bitch.
Wow.
That's how we do, man. You know what I'm saying?
The effects. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. The law and shit, man, was on my ass and shit. Yeah, man. We just trying to do it, you know what I'm saying? Hit them with these petty bullets so they can be a better motherfucker, bro. Just trying to give you some straightening so you can live life not being a stupid motherfucker so the world can be better. You know what I'm saying? With less dumb motherfuckers like Terry Graves and the rest of these stupid bitches and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make the world better. Y'all trying to turn me into something I'm not. Motherfucker, go find the motherfuckers that be shooting up the schools and Walmarts and all them other shit. Leave me the fuck alone, pussy. I hope all y'all die in y'all sleep. And I know y'all Thanksgiving was nasty because I know the little white bitches y'all married to can't cook. I'm going to bury all y'all law enforcement.
He absolutely
you just got buried,
that.
You little punk yeah. ass bitch.
And I mean it too.
He means that. I saw him read it off the phone. Just
for real. Nah, this ain't nothing on my phone. Fuck you, Officer McPartland. That other officer, fuck, I forgot your name, but fuck you too, bitch. But anyway. Man, what
is
should
this
we?
A real officer? I don't want to call.
No,
him
this
officer.
Is real. No, these are real motherfuckers.
This is real officer.
This is real. Fuck the motherfuckers, man. No police, racist man. Crack ass crackers. Fuck y'all whores. And they real. If I hadn't, I had to look up his full name, and I'll fucking say it on here. I just don't have it right now. But shit, let's get the shout outs out of the way.
No more police shout outs.
If they get shot, if they get a shout out, they ain't getting a shout out. They getting talked about. They getting the truth said about them, and they getting buried on here. But I want to shout out the good people that listen to this show. You know, there's people that listen all over the world, and to thank them for listening to me, I like to shout them out. You know, it's places that I ain't been to, places I have been to, and places I have never even heard of. But shout out to the USA. Australia. Hey, Australia. Shit, I think I'm going to be back for the third time in about a month or two. So everybody in Australia that's listening, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Me and my homeboy, White Boy Rick, he's back in Australia. I'm going to link up with him out there in Sydney. But shit.
White Boy Rick, isn't that like the movie?
Yeah. So yeah, that's a drug dealer.
Same guy.
Like No. So I got
a lot to say. Like, you know that?
Nah, there's this dude that I met.
He probably got the best rooms. That motherfucker.
There's a dude I met in Thailand named Rick. And then he came to LA and shit. We was talking. And I was like, you know about White Boy Rick? He was like, oh, yeah. So that's my little nickname for him.
Okay.
So, yeah, so all my Australian listeners and shit, man, holla at me. Because I'm going to be out there. Shout out to France. Shout out to Thailand. Shout out to Los Angeles, Louisville, Nashville, Ashburn. Hey, if you in Ashburn, y'all been listening for a good minute, man. Let me know where the fuck Ashburn is. And I know you motherfuckers listening because I do the shout outs early enough in the show so y'all to hear it. So let me know, goddammit. Shout out to Bellflower. This is a new one. Launceston, LAUNCESTON. Shout out to y'all. Welcome. Let me know where that is from and how I can pronounce it. Shout out to Milwaukee. Shout out to Voorhees Township. Voorhees Township, man. Oh, shit. Y'all been listening for a little minute. Let me know where that is, man. I like to come out there and see what y'all got going on. Shout out to Gardena, San Diego, Moreno Valley, Virginia Beach, Clarksville, New York. Here's another new one. Urbana, U-R-B-A-N-A. Let me know where that's at. And if y'all got some bitches, I'm on my way to clap some cheeks. That's how we roll.
You've been around the world, right?
Hell yeah, a lot of places. Hold on, let me. I got two more. Shout out to Bangkok and shout out to the unknown. Shout out to all those wonderful cities and countries, man. I thank y'all. Keep listening. All of my social networks, as far as Angels, will be in the description. Follow, like, subscribe, share, and tell your peoples. Now, what was up, cuz?
I was just saying, like, I want to ask, like, you've been around.
Okay? Yeah.
Australia, all these other places. Uh-huh. Which place has, like, the finest women?
Shit, bro. There's really no answer for that. You know what I'm saying? Because everywhere you go, they got baddies and they got ugly motherfuckers. Because people think in L.A., it's nothing but dimes walking around. I was like, bro, no. There's a lot of fat ass monsters in this motherfucker. Everybody's not beautiful.
I have relatives who I walk around there.
I would say every country has something different. Like, I was shocked that in Australia, they got ass. Them Australian bitches got fatties. No one ever told me that. They don't advertise it. They keep it as a secret. But they got booty. And I'm not even a booty motherfucker, but I was like, God damn.
Not an ass man? Bro, I love
titties.
I'm an ass man.
I love titties. Bro. Oh, man. Nothing in this world.
To me, okay titties. And then thin waist. Fat ass.
Yeah.
That's body.
Shit, I love titties, bro.
Or Jessica Rabbit.
You know, I was.
See her, some, right? If she was real, oh my God.
A lot of motherfuckers, that was like they crush and shit, like growing up, like Jessica Rabbit and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I get why.
Yeah, she was very voluptuous.
Not that many fine redheads out there.
Yeah.
Halloween, we just jumped on it.
Hey, but I've seen some badass bitches for Halloween dress up as Jessica Rabbit. Like, God damn. Yeah. Somebody I know dressed up as Jessica Rabbit and shit 1 year. But yeah, I've seen that on the internet. I was like, damn, that's what's up. Oh, yeah. And then for the iTunes charts, I'm on the charts in Kenya and Thailand. You know, man, Thailand has been in my mind recently. I've been over quite a bit, but I've been thinking about maybe going back. I've been wanting some beaches in my life. But then I don't know. The Philippines been calling my name. I've been wanting to hit that up, but I've been wanting to go to Vietnam for a long time. So I don't know. I'm just ready to get back into my travels and shit. I need to finish editing for my little travel show when I was in France and put that shit out. And then I need to do when I was in Thailand. Okay, yeah. So yeah, this time last year, I just got home from Thailand. I was out there for like 3 weeks. I went for my birthday. That was like fun as fuck.
Oh, nice. And like, how old are you? How do you know how old you are?
Man, bro, I just turned 37 on the.
You're almost 40. You don't even look it.
I know. On November 17th. Yeah, that was my birthday. Yeah, bro, I just turned 37, bro.
Nice. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, bro. So I'm just out here just living, man, trying to achieve my dreams and shit and inspire motherfuckers along the way.
Yeah, I see you're inspiring, you know, giving people shout outs and shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the least that I can do. The motherfuckers listen to me. Oh, this is on the list. Why are we talking about Thailand, man? Some monks, they got busted for meth.
Monks are messing out these days?
Man, in Thailand, what? Bro. Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, I was reading about
is that. Is that how they lost their hair? We think it's all that fucking spiritual shit that they be doing. No, they lose their hair off of drugs, harsh drugs.
It's funny you said that about their hair, because in the 10-minute joke that I have, I mentioned something about monks and hair and shit. Yeah. But yeah, they were saying like all of them had tested for meth, and I guess they did some tests that they've been doing meth for like years and shit. But it's wild because like last year when I was out there, my homegirl C was telling me how like monks was fucking some bitches like in the temple and got caught and shit. Yeah, bro. So the motherfuckers, they get down like that. But it's like crazy, like
I just feel like these people just be bullshitting, you know what I mean?
Some do.
Yeah, I feel like some do. But the others that they take that shit seriously. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, I'm gonna stay in this temple for days and just meditate.
Yeah.
No, keep them away from me, Carl. Keep that bitch away from me. I'm, you know, do my meditating.
Hell yeah.
Balding out.
Like this bracelet, a monk gave this bracelet to me. I ain't never took this off. It's been on my wrist for months.
Is that, what is that for, like?
Like good luck and shit.
Okay. You're superstitious, man.
I mean, nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like open-minded to shit. I love going to like the Buddhist temples and like meditating and like talking to the monks and shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. I was out there and one of my homegirls had like told the monk something and he was like, give me your hand and shit. And he put this on me. So yeah, bruh. But
now I got a different perspective on that, like going to see monks now. It's just like you're going to see a guy that does meth.
Does meth? I mean, that's
to give you like some fucking advice.
Not all of them do meth, but them motherfuckers was. But I noticed like going to Thailand and shit, like motherfuckers will like buy food or whatever and like intentionally look for a monk and like just give it to him. And I guess he'll bring it back to the fucking temple and they'll eat on it and shit. And like the monks that were orange, they eat 3 times a day. But the ones that were like a maroon, like little, like bed sheet type shit, they only eat once a day. I learned that when I was over.
Why?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I guess it's some level of monkism or some shit. But yeah.
Well, why choose that color if you know you're going to get shit meal?
I mean, I think it's a straight, the meal's decent or whatever. They just only eat once a day. And then the other ones who were orange, they eat, you know, 3 times.
Eating once a day, man. I don't know if I could ever do that. I'm a skinny guy, too.
Yeah, man.
I need food
before I food. It's just they disciplined. Like, they're not supposed to drink. They're not supposed to fuck with bitches. And then some of them, you know, take that shit serious and, like, don't do it. And others do. So
they just fuck with each other, I guess.
I don't think they into the gay shit either. Some might be, but, like, an actual, like, real monk is, like, no fucking drugs, no alcohol, no bitches. Like that, like they don't even like. Okay, yeah, they can touch you, but you're not allowed to touch a monk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro.
Okay, so. What? They can touch you, but you can't touch them.
Yeah, like they can like put they like lay hands on you, like where bro put the bracelet on my wrist, but I couldn't walk up to him and like pat him on the back or hug him or try to shake his hand.
Isn't that confusing?
That's how they do it. Like you ain't. It's, I think it's like a thing of like respect or something like that. Like he can touch you or whatever, but like nah. Like when I take pictures with him and shit, like we just standing and shit next to each other, like not touching and shit. Like nah, that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
If a monk were to get like me too, you would believe the girl for sure. Cause it's like the motherfucker approached her. That's what they do.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, unless he's a freak, but most of them, you know, they'll put like this little bracelet and shit on women, but they not going like to hug you and like touch your titties and shit. But there's like a meme that I seen where like this one chick took a picture with some monks and she was, I don't know if she was American or European and shit, but she had like a little tank top on, some big ass titties. And you can see the monk like looking and shit at her fucking titties and shit. Hell, I mean, fuck, Buddha would be okay with you looking at some titties and shit.
I feel like a monk would risk it all for if he were to walk by SZA.
I mean, the chick in that picture, I would have risked it too. Awesome. Like, shit, she was alright. But yeah, man, hopefully the motherfucking monks and shit, y'all were doing meth. That's fucked up, bro. That's like the fucking, that's the poor white drug and shit.
Being away from everything, just like isolation. Temple, put a bunch of other people in robes and balls and shit. I don't know. It's just like a different life I could just never be a part of. I need a TV. You know what I mean? I need TV, family, going out, party. I need all that shit. Socialization. Those guys.
But I think they've been doing that training for a long ass time, so they kind of like, shit, used to it. You know what I'm saying? If you never had it, it's like, it is whatever.
But don't I heard that they like isolate and stuff for like, you know, being in touch with their own God and
shit, some
spiritual and stuff like shit, like so shit like that. But for my thing is like, I hang with people. I don't isolate myself. And I'm still on a spiritual level. You don't need to isolate to be kind to people or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Fresh podcast.
It's all different and shit, man. Like
monks are weird. It's like, that's all I gotta say.
Hell yeah. Shit, man. something that I heard recently about a comic, Red Fox.
One of my favorites. Not even one of my favorites. My favorite. He's the best.
You know, he would have someone find chicks at like different like casinos or like different clubs and shit, and would pay them like, would you come to see Red Fox? And he would like pay bitches like $500 just to eat them out. I was like, bro, Red Fox was tricking. He was paying bitches to eat him out. Like, you Red Fox, you can eat a bitch out for free. You, matter of fact, you Red Fox, they should be sucking your fucking dick. You shouldn't be eating no pussy. You Red motherfucking Fox. But the, yeah, I was like, man, that could have been one of the reasons his ass went bankrupt or the IRS and shit. You over paying $500 to eat some pussy. You paying to do work.
Some pussy?
He was paying.
Wow.
$500 to eat random pussy. Damn, Red. Fuck, bro.
That's wild. He's famous. They could just.
Right. He was Red Fox at the time.
After your concert, you know what I mean?
Your hotel room.
You don't need to pay for that. He Red Fox.
Man, yeah. So I found out. I was like, damn, Red, I know you ain't go out like that.
Damn. No, he went out with a heart attack, actually. But
true that. Man, it's crazy how on his show he always talked about the heart attack. And
then he went.
Yeah, man.
He actually saw Elizabeth.
Yeah. $500 to eat some pussy. Damn, Red, I wish he was alive so we could talk about that shit.
I ate pussy before.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, I have.
Matter of fact, we get into how the hell you eat some pussy but you ain't get to fuck the pussy?
She stopped in the middle of it and was like, I don't know if we should go too far.
What a bit. Did she suck you up?
Nah, she gave me a hand job.
Oh, good old handy. Okay, good old handy, okay.
A couple times? Yeah, just a couple.
Damn. Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about this. You 22 years old.
Yeah, 22, right.
Why haven't you got no pussy?
Man. See, the thing, the women that I've come across with, they just haven't gotten down with a goofy nigga. You know what I mean? I just need someone who's just as retarded as me. You know?
Okay, you might need to fake the funk and be serious so you can get some pussy, and then once you smash a couple times, then go be goofy.
Nah. I'm always going to be myself. Always.
Damn, bro, but 22 years old.
You know how
old.
I eat pussy? I go like this.
Damn, bro. Shit, 22? Shit, I had a stable of bitches and shit. Damn, cuz, wow.
I feel bad. Don't do it.
What are you talking about?
The
this
way
shit?
You say, go on, get some pussy. Why don't you get some pussy? You just made me feel like a shit case. Like, I missed out big time.
You have?
Well, yeah, of course I have. But it's like, I'll get it at some point. Have you making it seem like I'm never going to have it.
Tomorrow's not promised, my brother.
Yeah, because, you know.
So, have you had girlfriends?
Yeah, I've had girlfriends. You
know. How long was y'all relationships for?
Not long, you know.
Like, how long is not long?
Like 4 months.
Bro, you went 4 months with a girlfriend and didn't fuck?
Didn't fuck.
Was this high school?
This was high school.
That's why,
college.
Okay.
College?
College
school and college.
Bro, what the fuck? Yeah. In college? Explain, bro. How the hell you in college in a relationship for 4 months and not fuck?
The thing is, she was kind of weird. No, let me explain.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. We listen.
I was eating her out, right?
Okay.
She lifts up my head, pulls me in, and then starts to talk to me.
About what?
About. This is no joke. She starts to talk to me. She starts to feel like a little sad. Starts to talk to me about her past days when she used to get, like, diddled by her.
What the fuck is diddled?
Like messed with by her siblings.
Oh, yeah, shit.
In the middle of me giving her head.
She hits you with the incense. What was it like?
You don't lick it how Bobby licked it.
I wish it was like that. I wish it was like that, not a long-ass sad story.
So tell us, what the fuck, what did she say?
She was just saying, like, I want to tell you something. I'm like,
oh, my God.
I go, you know, I wipe my mouth.
Was this a white bitch?
Yeah, she's white.
I knew it.
Yeah. A black girl would just be like, you ain't doing right, you motherfucker. You know, she would just said, you know, something like that. But not telling me this, which was, Well, you get the gist. I can't.
No, what the fuck did she say? I don't. What did she tell you? Me and the listeners, we don't know shit. We was not there. What happened?
Yeah. She was just telling me that.
What'd she tell
like
you?
Her sister.
Her sister! Hold on, wait. Her sister was eating her out?
When she said sister, I was listening. But then when she said brother, I was like, oh, that's wrong.
Her sister and her brother ate her out?
No, like they used to, like, you know, mess with her. Like, she was just telling me.
Hold on, what did her sister and her brother do to her?
We've never. Like, fondled her lower parts.
So her brother and her sister was fingering her.
I guess you could say
together
that.
Or separately.
I think they'll take turns. Like, you have her Thursday, I have Friday.
Did she say how old she was?
She just said back then.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like, thank you. Keep it like that. I don't want to know the age.
Oh, my God. Were they Mormon or some shit?
They're very pale. She was pale. So
well, her complexion ain't got nothing to do with her religion and shit. Damn, that's wild. Well, we never had that.
I never had that
being shared on the show. The Fresh Podcast, where we bring y'all new shit, man.
It was something, to experience.
What other podcasts y'all know where a motherfucker said he's eating a bitch and she said, oh, my brother and sister used to do this? We haven't heard that shit nowhere.
That's a different level.
Y'all welcome. Man, that's wild. So, and this is the chick that you was with for 4 months.
Yeah, not even that long.
Okay, so what the fuck, bro? I don't understand. So, all right, so then she told you about the brother and sister, and then she wanted to stop because she was triggered or some shit?
Yeah, she wanted to stop. I wanted to stop for sure.
I mean, yeah, after hearing that, who the fuck brings that up during sex? Talking about a way to kill a boner.
Bro, I guess I'm just that good to the point you will think of a dark past. That's how I took it.
I mean, I don't want you to interrupt me when. Damn. I would have been like, well, I guess suck my dick how you should do your brothers then, bitch, since you going down memory lane. It's the least you can do, bro. You did something for her. She ain't do shit for you.
I think I actually said this line one time. I was like, but I'm not your brother. I've said that.
That's wild. And this is an LA bitch? Or she was from somewhere else?
Lendo.
She Armenian?
She was very pale. I don't know.
That don't fucking give me a lot. She's very pale. That's wild. Damn. All right, then. That's crazy. Okay, so what other experiences have you had with women besides eating pussy and then triggering one of their dark childhood experiences?
Can you repeat that again? Sorry, I was still lost in that moment.
Damn, bro. That's wild.
I can't believe that happened to me.
So you ain't been to like bars and was like rapping with a chick and be like, shit, let's go.
I approached a black girl. She's so fine at a bar. She was twerking to F-R-E-E fuck nigga free. You know what I mean? She was just, man. I just went up to her and I just sat down next to her. I didn't say a word. Like I was with my homeboy. You know, and I just, you know, he was just gassing me up like, you got this, Angel. Come on, she's dancing. Just dance with her, man. You got an easy lane right here. I was like, okay. I went up to her, like towards her, and I just sat down.
And then what? Did it say shit?
I didn't say shit. I was just talking to my homeboy.
What the fuck?
Who's at the bar. I know. I'm sorry for bringing it down. You asked me.
Why didn't you say nothing to her?
I don't know. Like, maybe if I had you as a wingman, I would have been hyped. He was a white guy. He didn't hype me up pretty well.
Oh, shit,
you know?
We can go, man. Damn, bro, that's wild. So why didn't you just win bought some pussy then? Are you trying to give it to somebody
$500
special?
Like Red Fox? Hell no.
Bruh, no.
I ain't going out like that.
Pussy is, you can get pussy way less than $500. Shit. Matter of fact.
I don't get like money from this shit. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of like sad level, right? Like fucking for like money. Pay money for sex.
I mean, Rick Ross said she fuck on her back to put food in her stomach. You know what I'm saying? I got them hoes ain't sad.
No, not for them. For me, like as a guy, I'll lose my virginity.
There's been plenty of dudes that lost their virginity that way. But I mean, shit, special. Damn, that's wild, bro. Maybe you got passport?
Yeah.
If you got
passport, leading to.
I was say if you got some passport. and you got some money for a plane ticket, you can travel with me and shit, because there's always chicks around, and I definitely can get you some pussy and shit. I mean, maybe in America too, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the fuck.
But you like go that, to that length to travel with me just to get me laid.
I mean, I travel because I love to travel.
You're a good friend.
I travel just to travel, but if you want to roll and shit, and I don't know, you ain't never had none, I'll be like, all right, cool, cool, whatever and shit, and set it up. I can only do so much. I can present it to you, and after it's presented to you, it's on you.
It's on me.
It's on you. All I would say is, just don't say nothing stupid, and you probably be straight.
I'll try my best, goddamn.
You better put all the effort in. That's wild, man. Okay, so I remember when you said you talked about a lot of porn. So if you ain't no pussy, you watch a lot of porn.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of porn?
Bro, I fuck with sex scenes.
What is sex scenes?
Like film sex scenes, like movie, like TV.
What?
I know.
They don't even show the shit
that
going in.
That get going.
Like, okay, so what movie sex scenes about, do you like?
It's about the hiddenness, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm
like the blacking out in that area for me. I just be peeking. I'm like, just get something pop out, you know? I just be up there like.
What'd you like to see when Billy Bob Thornton fuck Holly Berry?
Oh, Holly Berry. Yeah, that's like a classic.
And Marshall's Ball. Make me feel good. Hey, that bitch is crazy, man.
Yeah, she actually fucked him. I heard that she actually fucked him that scene.
You know, there has been a rumor like that they actually fucked during that shit.
She won like a Razzie Award or something. For, like a porn thing. Like,
sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard people with, you know, theories that they really fucked. So, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Shit. I wish I was Billy Bob.
What other movie?
Did you see the guy that just walks around and says, yeah.
I mean, shit. They say she don't be fucking like that. That's why she get cheated on. Ric Flair said he fucked her back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, he could be capping. He could be telling the truth. But he said when she was in Atlanta, when she was married to David Justice, Ric Flair said he fucked. I don't know. I wasn't.
Maybe that's why he started to go, huh?
Not Rick Fuck Ross. That. I'm talking about Ric Flair, the wrestler.
I thought they said Rick Ross.
Bro, I said Ric Flair.
I'm retarded. I thought you said Rick Ross.
I thought that Ric Flair says, woo!
Yeah. Different sound.
I was like, oh. I said, I never heard Ric Flair say that shit. Yeah, Ric Flair, white ass. He said he fucked Holly Berry, so I don't know.
Wow.
He might have. I don't know. So, man, all right. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, man, I fuck with sex scenes, man.
What other movie sex scenes you like? So you get on like porn websites and search like movie
sex scenes.
I didn't know that was a category for real.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
No, it's not a category, bro. I just search it and they just say, okay, nigga, we'll help you.
Oh, so you just go to Google and put movie sex scenes in.
Yeah, like in like X videos or something, like the search bar. It's not like a category. You feel me?
Oh shit. So what? All right. What's your favorite movie sex scene?
The Halle Berry scene, I guess. I don't know. I just like,
that was it.
I don't really know like their names. I just know.
Oh shit.
The
you don't know the
know
actors.
The sex scenes.
You don't know the actors or nothing.
Oh yeah, there's like a movie called Lie With Me. It's sex scene.
Wow. Who's in it?
Let me look. I don't know his name.
I never heard
he's
of him.
He's like one of the main characters off of the sci-fi show back in the day called Haven. But yeah, like
I never heard of Haven. It's called Lie With Me. Hold on, let me see. Lie With.
You know, I went to go see Hidden Figures.
2005. Okay, so.
Hidden sex scenes.
So on like the movie covers, like a dude sucking a bitch's titties and shit. This one?
Yeah, it's some steamy moments.
Let me see who the cast. Okay, the one dude, Eric Balfour, I remember him. I think he was in what's that movie called? I mean, that show I like, 6 Feet Under. All these other motherfuckers, I don't know them. Uh-huh. All right, well, I might maybe one day watch this movie. What's this movie about? It said it's a romance drama.
I literally go on the porn site and say, yeah, sexy.
Oh, this is a Canadian flick. Uh-huh.
It's just wild that before I left my house, my parents were like, make sure you respect yourself.
On the show?
Represent. Yeah.
Are you told you're doing a podcast?
My parents were like, respect yourself and stuff. Now, like, I'm on this podcast just like, Let's talk about porn.
Oh, he was on 6 Feet Under, dude. They ain't gonna hear this shit.
Yeah, they're not.
They not.
Right, they're not.
Damn, that's wild, bro. I really hope you get you some Cudi, man. That's fucked See, up, bro.
Feel sorry for me.
Yeah,
I bro. I your audience don't feel bad for me.
22 years, bro. What the fuck? When the last time
did you start looking for pussy when you were like 3?
Did I start looking for pussy? No, not 3.
You said 22 years? Like it's like...
I mean, but like there's like legit... Like
a long stage of my life where you're not really allowed to do that. Like
yeah, but there's like 10. Middle schoolers right now getting pussy.
Getting pussy? Wow.
It is.
Good parents.
I mean, it really has nothing to do with the parents. I don't know. Well, there's high schoolers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Who's fucking. There's college kids that's fucking and shit. You got to get in the ball, man. You don't want to be a 40-year-old virgin and shit. I can't think of nobody's name.
That movie did
name.
Well, by the way.
It did. But you don't want to be like him, no, and shit.
Yeah. I guess that's something to think about.
Yeah, the first time you're going to bust quick.
Of course, for sure. I know I'm gonna.
It's lay gonna it be over before it starts. I would suggest probably, but shit, depending on the situation, you might know when you're gonna get some. But let's say, for instance, you know you're gonna get some or whatever. I suggest jack off before you go meet up with the chick, so you could last a little longer. Yeah, but that first time it's gonna be over as soon as it starts and shit. It's all good though, but you got it.
Nah, I kind of just want to nut fast and be done with it quickly at first. Because I don't want to let her see, like, I'm bad at it. You know what I mean? I don't want to fuck up too much. I just want to bang, bang, and just be done.
Are you going to tell her, like, hey, you going to take my virginity? Are you going to tell her after or before?
I mean, does that get women going? Is that a hotline? Oh, you're going to take my virginity.
Does
that make girls wet? If that doesn't, I'm not going to say that.
It's mixed reviews. Some women like it, some women don't. So in your case, you might want to say something. You might want to say it afterwards. Be like, hey, you know, I just want to say I nutted fast because this is actually my first time. She might be like, you're lying. Be like, no, I'm dead ass.
She might even say like,
or you can be like, first time. You can reference to this. Yeah, and yeah, if y'all take y'all virginities and shit, that'll be a beautiful thing.
That is beautiful.
It'll be probably hard and tight for you to get in till you pop her cherry and shit. Or whatever the fuck. So it'll be probably.
You have quick. High expectations for my first time.
That's what happens with you. If she a virgin too and shit. Ain't that never been up in there except for a tampon. Maybe a finger.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So boom, you gotta, you know, break that hymen.
Break the hymen.
If she a virgin, the hymen is pure. That motherfucker ain't been broke.
Man, this is like a lot to write down.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I had somebody tell me one time, did you feel my IUD? I was like, shit, I don't know. I really wasn't looking for it. But next time I'll be on the lookout. Yeah, man. That's wild. But yeah, man. Because like when I heard you doing the stand-up, talking about virgin, I was like, oh, he could be telling the truth or he could, you know, be a part of the bit.
One guy thought that I was capping, that I actually get pussy. He said, I look like I get pussy.
And after the show,
that made me happy. I drove home like I got some pussy. You know what I mean?
That's wild. Because I heard you say I'm really a virgin. I was like, hey, you ain't had no pussy.
The way you say
this one, the first. I was like, damn. I was like, yeah. I said, man, I need to get this motherfucker on the show. Talk about that shit. Like, it's wild. How'd you get into stand up?
Well, you know, I've just been loving this shit for a long time. Like, I just been, like, silly all my life, you know, make people laugh and stuff. I actually did, like, comedy camp when I was 12 years old.
Where?
Laugh Factory.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard about that because, like, Tiffany Haddish did that shit when she was younger.
She would, like, come through and, like, talk to us. I met Tiffany before.
Damn, that's hard.
So beautiful in person. I met Kevin Nealon, Neil Brennan there. Frazier Smith rolled up. He actually remembered me. What the fuck? I met him recently at the comedy store.
Who is Frazier Smith?
Frazier Smith is a comedian from like back in the day. He does like those like one-liner stuff. He's really good to watch. You guys, you know, shout out to Frazier Smith. He's cool.
Okay.
But yeah, he will like come through and like talk to us and stuff. And I met him recently at the comedy store to watch my friend. He was like, hey, you know.
Damn.
I was like, what? An old man like you remembered me. That's wild.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that was cool, you know. I forget what we were talking about before. I don't know why I went to.
No, I was talking about how'd you get into comedy.
Oh, yeah, so. I just messed with that for a little bit. Did the graduation night. and I did pretty good, you know? So I was like a little high that I had. And then I will mess around with it, go off and on since then. And like in fucking seventh or eighth grade, I did some sets with Yvonne Orji. Do you know what that is?
Nigerian comedian. Yeah, yeah. She is Molly yeah. from Insecure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was cool with me because she's also Nigerian. You know, but she also thought like I was, you know, kind of funny. You know, she wanted to work with me, build me up. But
what happened?
I bombed one show.
I
stopped fucking with her. Like, I stopped fucking with a comedy. Like, I was just done. She would call me up, like, trying to, like,
where was this?
Get me on the right path, like, get my, you know, my mind in the
where
game.
Where was this?
This was, I think it was eighth grade, like, a while ago, like, 2000.
Oh, okay. She wasn't even, like, lit like that then.
She was getting a rise.
She was?
She was getting, like, a little something.
You said in 2008?
When was I in eighth grade? Fucking 2011, something like that.
I don't know when you was in eighth grade.
Yeah, I was talking to myself, not you. I don't know when, but it was like around those times.
Okay.
It was a while ago. And I just regret it since then because, like, if I had the same courage I had then, like, now, like, who knows where I would be today. Like, she really wanted to, like, help me out and stuff. But I was like, I stopped receiving her calls. Then, like, years later, I would just go up on stage, like, on and off, like, just fucking around with it, you know, bombing. Oh, my God. Right. But then, like, in college, I had you know, some friends who wanted to do stand up. I'm still friends with now, and he would encourage me. Like, we would just be like high in this like apartment, we'd just be laughing all night, and just like he got me like my mind back on like stand up again. So now I'm fucking with it. We both got out of college at the same time, and now we're both doing it. Shout out to Tom Horn, follow him.
All right.
Lazy Name Pun. That's what his name is.
So two things, we're gonna bury you. We're gonna bury you for one. Being on the shit, being late. You said 1 o'clock, showed up almost an hour late.
My bad, bro.
And then fumbling the bag. You had Yvonne Orji.
Yeah,
you stopped
I regretted literally every day her calls.
She was trying to help you out. If you would have stayed consistent, or just it wasn't even about comedy. Just for the friendship.
She was
cool. You could have been on Insecure. She could have helped you with something. She be doing shows.
I could have had some pussy back then, you know?
Angel. But listen, now don't feel bad because I have buried myself. I buried many people. My dog has been buried. No one is exempt.
Your dog that I just saw up there.
Yeah, his fucking buried ass. I buried his ass. Nobody is exempt. Any and everybody can get it. So for being late and not keeping that contact, she's a strong figure. You got to make sure you maintain these contacts. Just because you was just like, I bombed, still need to get back at it. Still just talk to her. She could have gave you some advice.
Well, if you want to DM her now, just to thank her for what she done for you in the past.
Do it.
But I don't know like
do it.
How I can like talk to her. Because what if Say, she's just like, oh, it's you. Like, you've been away. Like,
and
she's mad at. I don't know. I don't know how, why. I'm
and she might, but, she, you know, she might not even remember that. Be like, oh, hey, how have you been? Whoop-de-whoop and shit.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, shit, she might be like, all right, I'll look out for your little African ass. We got to stick together. But, yeah, you got to get buried, man. Yvonne, I wish she would have. Man, as soon as she hit me, I would reply back quick as fuck. Crazy angel.
You just got buried, you little punk-ass bitch.
Yeah, I was a little
That's
pussy
Molly.
Back then.
Molly from Insecure, but damn, bro, yeah. I want you to get some pussy, man. And when you do, you got to come on the show and you got to give us the play by play.
Oh, for sure.
We want to know everything. Damn, man. You know what's crazy, too? I have a routine that I wrote that I needed to, I guess, revise and make sure and get it to, like, the 10-minute mark. About like losing virginity and shit. So I'll be putting that shit out one day.
You want some inspiration?
No. No, this is about how someone would lose their virginity. It's a joke about how I lost my virginity. I really didn't lose my virginity this way. But it's funny shit.
Did you lose your virginity in like a wild fucking way? Like,
nah, not a wild way, no. Nah. No.
Just like a very same old, like, you wouldn't fuck on a bus your first time? Like a
school
bus?
Man, I fucked on a floor in a basement room. That was it. And I was also like, I was younger. Yeah, man, when that shit happened.
How old?
14.
14.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then I didn't fuck again until I was 18. But I had like fucked around with chicks, like sucked titties and shit, but they wouldn't let me fuck. And then when I was like in like my senior year and shit, I had a car too. So it was a wrap. Man, I stayed fucking in my car. I would like cut school and shit. Like toward the end of the year and shit, like this one dude I used to be cool with named Jesse, his white dude. I was like, bro, we cutting today. It was like senior cut day. This motherfucker, he was like a sophomore, junior. We went into school late, signed in. And I don't remember if we left and went to Denny's or if we went to Denny's first and then signed in. But we would sign in and just walk right the fuck out. And I was fucking with this one chick, Chelsea Brandick. I stayed fucking her in the car. She went to my school, but then she ended up going to transfer to another school. Picked her up. And then, yeah, man, we went to Jesse Kamer's house. This one little white dude, my little buddy Jesse, he had a friend named Jesse. And I fucked in Jesse Kamer's bed. And this motherfucker was so nice to like leave condoms and lube on his bed for me and shit. He was like, yo, just don't get no ass sweat on my bed. And I said, all right, cool. But yeah, senior year, man, I'd be fucking in the car in parks at night or like in broad daylight and like parking structures and shit on the rooftop. I ain't give a fuck, bro.
I really want to lose my virginity in a car.
Yeah, I've been wanting
like that's just so hot. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't that feel so naughty? Like you shouldn't be doing this, you know? We should be doing this underneath a cover, you know?
Shit. My even first car
is like, yeah, fuck it.
My first car I didn't fuck in. Like, bitches really wasn't feeling that car, but I fucked in every car I had, except for that one. And I ain't fucked in the Benz yet. I need to fuck in the Benz, man. So yeah, I gotta do that, but I've always had like SUVs. So I had like Escalades and like fucking Expeditions. So it was like very comfortable, you know, fucking in there. I remember like years ago, it was like probably like 2018, I was fucking with this Persian chick and we went to the J Spot Comedy Club in Inglewood, J. Anthony Brown, his little spot. And then we fucked like on the little side street where I parked and shit, you know what I'm saying, after the comedy show. And it was funny because like we was like fucking and then the cops pulled up like across the street, like right where we was at. Was like fucking with somebody and we had like took a little break and we like giggling and shit, but my windows was tinted so they wouldn't know. I was like, man, we over here ass naked and the police is right there. Hell yeah, those was good times, man.
It's very ballsy.
I'm a free motherfucker, bro. I was in Key West, Florida at this like little condo resort type thing and like smashed like a cougar. It was at night, but it was like out in the open, like on like a little fucking beach chair. Anybody could have walked past a little path and seen and shit. But yeah, man, I'm adventurous like that.
I have public sex. That's crazy. Yeah, public sex in front of a cop car, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I have bad experience with a cop. Like, I drove into a cop car one time by accident.
Nah, fuck that. Balcony sex and shit in the daylight and at night. Yeah, man, I risk it all and shit. I'm an adventurous type of motherfucker, bro. You know, some of these people who I've had these experiences with be listening to the show, too. Oh, man, also I want to say, bro, with this show, fuck. I really wish, like, women that I've, like, dealt with or, like, women who have interest in me not listen. And I've been like this for like years where I was like, I hide the like show from like women. Like now, if I've been knowing you and shit or whatever the fuck, then I saw the podcast. Yeah. But like newer women, I don't like that shit. And like over the years, they be want to find out about the podcast or if they do listen to it. Some women are turned off. Some women don't care. But I've noticed for like the last few months, every time I have put an episode out, women always have something to fucking say. Like my first like comedy routine I put out, a couple chicks was like, oh, woo-de-woo. I'm like, God damn, man. I'm trying to have a place of peace where I can just get my shit off. And like sometimes, man, I be feeling like restricted a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Which I'm not in a relationship with nobody. I can say what the fuck I want to say. But I want to fucking speak freely and not have to get a fucking text message or a fucking phone call with somebody nagging about shit, and this has been going on for some months. Well,
since he started.
I mean, I've been doing the show going on like fucking 4 or 5 years and shit, but like consistently for the last few months, we're like putting out stand-up material or shit that I be saying or whatever the fuck. Women be coming up, and I'm like, bro, I'm not your goddamn husband and shit, and yeah, man.
Too raw for them, I guess.
Yeah, it's a bunch of shit, man. Like, fucking. And then also, I noticed, like, with the comedy and the storytelling, I'm very good at it because a lot of shit motherfuckers be believing. And I'm kind of like a magician. I'm not going to tell you what's real and what's not or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying, in my material. But, yeah, man, I'll be like, bro, this is my safe space where I can just get my shit off. And then at the end of the day, it's motherfucking entertainment. But they don't understand that shit.
It's not that serious. Sit back and laugh at it. It's all a joke. We're joking.
Well, women don't be understanding that shit, man. And I'll probably get some text messages when this episode come out, but fuck it, whatever, man. I'm a do me, goddamn it.
Cause I do me it for my listeners. That's what I've been doing. I'm a virgin. I do me all the time.
Literally.
Heavily masturbating.
Damn, cuz. Yeah, bro. Like, all right, so are you on dating apps?
No.
Why not?
I went on one, but I had to pay. I'm like, fuck, I don't know.
Bro, there's so many. Which one did you pay for? There's so much free ones. What'd you pay for?
There's one called Hinge.
Bro, Hinge is free, bro.
Hinge is not free.
I'm on motherfucking Hinge. Hinge is free. Hinge has been free. Yeah.
Which one
now,
was that on?
Now, they have, I think they have features where you can pay or whatever, but they have a standard thing that most of the people fucking are on that's free. Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, all that shit free, bro. Now, they have premium shit where you pay whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? But it's free, dog. Get on them shits. There's a gang of dating apps. You can go on a lot of dates. You could have been fucking.
Guess I'm just not trying hard enough, man.
Obviously, you don't give a shit. You rather jack off or get some real pussy. Man, one day you're going to experience what it's like to get up in some wet, wet pussy. Now, hopefully you wore a condom the first time or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? But you can still experience the wetness. But one day, you know, you have unprotected sex and you'll feel that wetness. You know what I'm saying?
I'm actually afraid to get some pussy because recently I was on shrooms and I was watching porn at the same time. Jerking off, and I came hard into
my
baby wife. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it felt so good.
Probably because you was on shrooms.
Literally felt so good that if I'm feeling like, and I was just like moving around and shit. So I'm like, if I'm like this doing this, then I'm gonna explode in the real shit. You know what I mean? I want to explode into pussy. So I'm afraid to get some actually.
Shit, a few months ago. I was on shrooms and she was too. She was kind of tripping out and yeah, I fucked on some shrooms and shit, but.
How'd you feel?
I mean, shit was straight. It was cool. I wasn't like nothing out of ordinary, but I did that before with another little chick, but like.
You didn't feel any extra? Like when you're on shrooms, like it's supposed to be like.
I don't know. Maybe because I was at like the low point. Because you know, the shit would be high, then it'll drop down for a little bit, then it'll hit you back.
Oh, okay.
So I probably like at the low point or whatever, but. Yeah, man. I just want you to. Want you to get laid, man. See what that shit like. You might fuck around and be a changed motherfucker.
Is that why you brought me here? You want to help me out?
Why does it bother you?
It doesn't bother me. I just find it funny. Like it's so important to you.
Yeah, I mean, shit ain't really important and shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really tripping. You know what I'm saying? I just want to see a brother get some in this day and age and shit.
You're a good friend, man. You know, you just want to see your brother make it out here.
Yeah.
That's all you want. Nothing wrong
get
with
on
that.
Those fucking apps, man.
Yeah.
You know I'm what I'm saying? You can them. Find a little chick or whatever and like, shit, they be fucking on them apps and everything. Hell yeah, I be on her and shit. I let them hoes know too. Like, comedian. I put pictures of me on stage and so they know too. Hell yeah. Like, I roast your ass too. Or we can crack jokes after we fuck or while we fucking. Whatever your little forte, what, and I don't give a fuck what your preference is. I'll just say the jokes, and if you laugh, you laugh. Don't. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. But yeah, man, you got to get on the apps. What year did you graduate?
2018.
20 what?
From college?
High school.
Oh, 2018.
2018 from high school?
Yeah.
When did you graduate from college?
2021.
What college did you go to?
New York Film Academy. In Burbank, not in New York.
Oh, I didn't even know there was one in Burbank. What was
I just want to get that away because people were saying, like, oh, you went to New York. Like,
no. What was you studying?
Screenwriting.
Okay. So you want to start writing like scripts and movies and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, I actually want to like, you know, like be like an entertainer, like do stand up, write movies, act in them.
Do you feel like you learned a lot of shit up there?
Yeah, definitely.
How long was the program?
3 years.
Okay. That's what's up.
Good program.
So would you finish with an associate or a bachelor?
Bachelor's degree.
Dig.
Yeah.
That's hard. Hell yeah.
It's hard. I'm cool. You know, that's a bachelor. I'm cool.
It's a degree. Hell yeah.
Even though that's the complete opposite of how I'm doing right now, but it's a bachelor. You don't need to go to master's. You know.
You master's can do
if
it.
If you want.
You can just, do you
know,
it.
I could do it, but I feel like I'm, you know, doing other things.
Shit,
I feel like school can sometimes be in the way of your artistic stuff, you know?
I got a fucking doctorate in Poise. Hell yeah.
I can feel that. You have like a lot of knowledge that you're giving on to me about Poise.
Yeah, man. I should start giving little seminars and shit to motherfuckers, man. Shit's wild. Fuck, bro. Yeah, cuz. We got to get you laid. Now, if you was like a motherfucker that just didn't give a fuck and would pay, I'd be like, shit, we can go to Tijuana because them hoes is fucking out there and shit.
I heard that there's like some places out here. Like, you could just go to like a back alley. They pay some lady to like
you can,
give you a massage, a special massages, you know what I mean?
Okay, I've heard that too. I don't know where, but on Figueroa, there's always prostitutes. I be seeing it on TikTok and shit. There's always hoes walking up Figueroa that you can go fuck and shit.
Okay, Figueroa.
And it won't cost you way less than $500. Cause shit, man. And plus, it's the holidays and bitches need gifts and shit. Hoes be fucking for like $40 and shit too. Hell yeah.
$40.
$40, fuck yeah. You ain't know about that shit?
No.
Fuck yeah. $40 bitches would give up that nappy dugout and shit, man.
And it's as nappy as ever, huh?
I mean, shit, it all depends.
Because I don't mind pubes, you know?
I do, bro. That poor shit got to be bald. I don't want no fucking pubic hair and shit.
No, I don't mind pubes.
I've had something that had like a little small, like little patch. I'm not really big into landing strip. This one bitch, she had hairy pussy. She's like,
I don't mind if it looks like a silver rice leader down there.
Well, you better than me, motherfucker.
Comb it out.
Hey, fuck that. Hey.
Black power, man.
That pussy got to be bald, bro. No fucking hair and shit. Nah. All I want to see is the pussy lips. I don't want to see no motherfucking hair. None of that shit. And then I think it goes like both ways and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because like when a chick is sucking your dick or your balls, she don't want motherfucking hair and shit all in the way. I had a bitch tell me one time, I'm so glad you don't have no hair down there. I said, yeah, man, I do it for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you want to suck these balls? You don't want to be picking hair out your tongue and your teeth and shit. Nah.
So, you're a class gentleman.
Yeah, be like that. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. But no, I don't want no Harry Potter. That shit gotta be bald, bro.
I tried
pull up to the scene, shave with like a razor and shit.
Yeah, like I shaved down there.
I'm too scared to do that.
I looked afterwards and it just looked, I don't know, it just didn't look right to me. Just
you shaved the balls with a razor too?
Yeah.
I'm too scared to do that shit. I do Nair.
You Nair?
Fuck yeah. I'm too scared.
That shit smells awful, dude.
I mean, yeah, but then, like, once you rinse it off and shit or whatever, it's straight.
I can't deal with that smell.
The smell's not bad at all. Like, I ain't it's straight. Hell, I'm too afraid. And then I be seeing, like, I listen to a podcast. They be doing advertisement for, like, Manscapes where they have that little ball trimmer. I'm afraid. They say it won't nick you, but I'm scared. Like, even, like, I've heard motherfuckers using, like, a little beard trimmer on their balls. I'm too afraid it's going to cut my shit.
No, it does nick you. Like, I have a lot of scars.
Yeah,
there.
That's why I'm like, bro, no. I'll put Nair on my balls and all that other shit. And you, woof, 5 minutes and shit, hop in the shower. That shit come off and shit. Hell yeah. I ain't putting no machine type shit on near my balls and all that, bro. Fuck that. I'm afraid. But yeah.
Well, yeah, I get that, you know. Does
but,
hurt.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't like all that hair. And then it's, you know what I'm saying, for the ladies and shit. You know what I'm saying? When they suck you up, they want all that other shit.
It's not about you.
No, you gotta think about other people. You know, it's not. Damn, but yeah, bro. I'm gonna send you some date naps. Get on those motherfuckers and shit. Start going out on dates. I recommend going on dates with like activities and shit. Don't be like buying bitches dinners and shit, cause hoes be going out with motherfuckers for free meals.
So go to like Chuck E. Cheese or something.
I mean, you definitely ain't getting no pussy if you take a bitch to Chuck E. Cheese.
Damn.
Come on, cut. Dave and Buster's, bruh.
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, that's the adult Chuck E. Cheese. Or an arcade bar. I went on some dates to arcade bars and shit. It's fun. You know, because you have the little arcade games and shit. Then there's the booze. And then you in a bar setting and shit. Do that. Now I understand why you never got no pussy. How you going to take a bitch to Chuck E. Cheese and shit?
You got some arcade stuff.
Shit. She going to think you weird. Like, you want a beer for the kids and shit? Nah, bruh. No. You got to go to the good little spots. But I'm here to teach you, man. Arcade bar.
I'm here to learn.
Arcade bar.
Arcade bar.
Okay. Same setting. But then if you want a whole bunch of games, you want that kind of atmosphere, Dave and Buster's. They got all kiddie games, adults games, and there's booze there. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. The bitch ain't 9 years old. She's in her
20s. There's booze there at Chuck E. Cheese.
Huh?
As long as we bring them.
But it's going to be hard to sneak that shit in and shit. But then you trying to get your Mac on. Are you trying to have your Mac on when it's a fucking 6-year-old's birthday and a bunch of snotty ass kids is running around and parents? That's not sexy.
Yeah.
She's dead. Her pussy is going to stay dry as the desert if you take a chick to goddamn Chuck E. Cheese. But one thing I've noticed in my travels, though, like in America, if you take a chick to McDonald's, you're not getting no pussy. She's going to talk shit about you. She probably ain't even going to eat. But overseas is different. Like over in like Europe and shit, like they don't give a fuck. Like I was going on a date with this one chick and I was in Amsterdam and like some of the restaurants was closing. And she's like, look, we're going to go to this restaurant. If they close, we're going to McDonald's. And I was like, shit, I'm hungry. But I was like, shit, if you take a chick in America on a date to McDonald's on the first date, you definitely not fucking. And she's probably never going to talk to you ever again. That's the difference between over and shit. But I ain't the type of motherfucker to take you to McDonald's on the first date. I'm like, if we are out doing an activity or whatever, then we just grabbing something. But I'm not going to tell you like, yeah, let's go out and you get fly and we go to McDonald's. Huh?
What about a movie? You can Mac on her in a movie, right?
On the first day, she really ain't going to let you finger bang her in a movie. You can't grab no titties and shit like that. Now, if y'all been rocking for a minute or whatever, then yeah, you can get busy in the back row. But if it's your first date, then I mean, yeah, I guess you could go to a movie and do something afterwards. I like to do activities and shit, fun little shit. I don't like to sit with a motherfucker and just talk and ask them same fucking interview questions. I like to do something fun and then we just talk about whatever. That's what I like to do. And I don't like to buy bitches food because they just want to go out for a free meal and I don't feed strangers. That's me.
Never fed the homeless before?
Man, you know what's wild? It popped up 2 years ago. Me and my little buddy went to, and some other people made some sandwiches and was handing them out to the homeless like the day after Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great, Thanksgiving.
What'd you do?
Just hung out with my family, you know what I mean?
You have Nigerian food or white food?
Nigerian food.
What was y'all having?
Like fufu.
I was getting ass. Ain't that the fufu?
Fufu Farina, you know what I mean?
I had fufu once and shit at this one little Nigerian restaurant. No, this African restaurant.
We also have like American stuff too. We eat with stuffing, cornbread, you know?
That's what's up.
Turkey, you know, all of the good shit. You know?
You been to Veronica's?
Veronica's, yeah.
I've heard good things about. I ain't been to Veronica's yet. I heard that's good African food. I want to go up there.
Good African food joint. Shout out Veronica's.
I heard about it a long time ago. It's out like Inglewood or something.
You know, if y'all haven't gone, go check it out, please.
Yeah, I want to hit that shit up. I might need to come over your crib for something a little. What y'all doing Christmas or something? I want some like African dishes and shit. Do y'all drink that little? It's kind of like shit, like eggnog type shit.
Eggnog. I don't drink no fucking eggnog. All
right, so I went to like this little party and there was like some Africans and they had like this little eggnog kind of drink. And what's wild, this was like during the summer and shit.
Eggnog during the summer.
It was some eggnog kind of drink and shit. You know what I'm saying? It was some African eggnog type shit. But I was with some. I was there was
who are these Africans?
There were some Africans there, and then there were some Barbados motherfuckers over too. So I don't know which side brought it, but yeah, I was like 19 and shit.
That's completely different from my style.
Okay, but yeah, I would like some African food. I had the fufu once and shit. You eat it with your hands and all that.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I would like to try it. I've been wanting to go to Africa. I've been wanting to go to South Africa. I wouldn't mind going to Ghana. I've been hearing some shit about that. Kenya. I want to go all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Just Africa.
I want to go everywhere, too. That's why, also another reason why I got into comedy. It's like, this is a traveling job. I want to see everything.
Man, hell yeah.
I want to have all the experiences, man.
I feel like next year, there's a place overseas that I might end up doing a show at, which would be cool. So.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to see what's up.
Get some pussy over there.
I mean, that place, I've gotten pussy over before, you know what I'm saying? Shit, there's probably some pussy that I didn't have before that would probably let me have some more. But I might would like to find some new ones and shit. I don't know. That all depends on my status in life and what I'm doing. But
you got any upcoming shows like besides that one?
Shit, I'm about to look online to see who what's cracking next week. But I do want to branch off. And hit up like Burbank. I've been wanting to go to Flappers.
Check out Flappers, man. I got a show there on Tuesday. Check it out.
I ain't been wanting to drive and shit, but now I'm about to start driving more. I've been around Hollywood area, so.
Bro, but now, I know what you mean, but now they say that they're booking like people with unique voices now, like comics with unique voices. You got a unique voice.
So you been getting paid and shit?
You get paid when you sign like a form. I haven't signed the form yet because I don't know how to sign it. I don't know where to even get the form.
Hold on, form from what?
Yeah, I think they call it W-6, some form.
Oh, that's a W-2 and shit? I'm talking about like a comedy club ain't never paid you and shit to perform? Mm-mm. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
I've been paid like one time for a show, like at a bar. They gave me like $75.
Damn, that's for how many
minutes?
I was
so fucking happy. I was like, shit, I'm a comic. I'm getting paid for this.
How many minutes?
It was like 15 minutes.
That's what's up. Hell yeah. Shit, I would like to get some more paid gigs. I saw... When I was looking up, because I said I was going to branch off and start hitting up, like, Long Beach, Lakewood. I even thought about, like, Huntington Beach, but I don't feel like driving that far. But it ain't too far from Long Beach. And when I was looking at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach, they had a little thing that says, like, submit, like, some material to be, like, a regular or whatever. So I was like, oh, I got some little 5 minutes. So I'm about to start submitting some shit and seeing what they say.
Okay.
If they hit me back, I'll be like, shit. I love to do that shit.
Dude, we got to get you in those type of clubs, man. You ready?
That's what I want to do. Because, like, Laugh Factory, Hollywood is down the streets. The Improv is down on Melrose. And then the Comedy Store is down the street, too, right off Sunset. So, yeah, I'm trying to go anywhere for real. But, yeah, I was going to look at them websites and hit up them little open mics and see what's up. But I'm kind of over them open mics. But I know, like... You got to pay your dues and shit. I just get tired of seeing these weak-ass motherfuckers. I'd rather just do my little shit and just leave versus seeing you. Some of these people are fucking horrible. And I'd be like, damn, man. Well, I know I'm going to do good tonight because I see what the fuck I'm up against. But then I want to go somewhere where there's, like, better comics to push me, you know what I'm saying, to be better. Because I'm going to these places and these motherfuckers suck. And I'm like, I'm new and I'm killing y'all. I'm like, I feel like I'm not going to get better.
How was a J-Spot comedy? I've been meaning to go. Do they still?
I think they still do. I went. This was like 2018 when I went. But it was fun, you know, when I was up there. So I think they still have it and all that. So I would like to go back. But, yeah. But I've been noticing. I've been performing mainly in front of, like, white audiences and shit or whatever the fuck. So I'm just curious to see how we do, like, in a black room and all that. So, yeah, I just want to. But I talk about shit that's like universal to everybody.
Bro, I know. I know a black spot. Try a Funky Sticks.
Where's that?
That's on La Brea.
I never heard of that Funky Sticks.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the info. You'll love that spot. It's a smoke shop too.
Yeah, my main thing. I just want to go where there's actually like the public and there's motherfuckers that's there to see comedy and not like these other just fucking comics that just stir.
You
want to
make
you.
A crowd laugh, like an actual audience. Like, yeah. It's comics, and they're going to look at you and analyze your joke as you're telling it.
And I'm like, really y'all should laugh. Be taking notes and shit. Sometimes, like, I like come in some places kind of big headed and shit. Like, oh, yeah, I'm in here now. And then when I be seeing the people, I be like, oh my oh, you fucking suck. I've been to some places where some people was like bombing so bad they just quit after like 2 minutes and got off stage. Yeah. Or just some motherfuckers.
That's so shit. Like, you paid the $5. You better finish your set. You paid $5 for 5 minutes. You know,
they said, we done. It should be crazy, but I love doing the comedy, man. It feeds like my addiction. It feels like a void in my life. And shit, I just love doing it, man. Hell yeah.
It's dope, man.
It is. This shit just
keeps you young, healthy, smiling, laughing. Yeah. You know?
I got to go back to
good.
My hometown in a couple weeks. I got to hit up. Yeah, because I did some shit at the Comedy Caravan. But I want to hit up, what's that place called? The Louisville Comedy Club. So I want to hit them up while I'm out there because I got to do some shit and then perform again. And yeah, I just want to be around like motherfuckers who want to hear the comedy and fucking enjoy it, not these stupid ass fucking comics I'll be around. How'd you hear about the LA School Comedy?
I think I saw like a poster of it on Instagram.
Okay.
And I was like, what? Y'all posted shit?
Like, that was YouTube? Your first time up there?
Yeah.
That first day? Time. Okay.
Hell, it felt good. It was like a little, you know, tiny intimate room. You know?
Yeah.
I like rooms like that.
It's hit and miss. Like, I think the time I've been there, the most have been like 11 people. Then I heard it was time there was like 20 motherfuckers. I don't like that shit. I'm so over performing in front of like 9 to 11 people. I like it where it's like 20 or more. Like, that's my type of shit. Like, when I was in Louisville.
You
ain't
gonna expect that at a fucking open mic, though. Open mic, you just be prepared to see like some 5 people.
Yeah, it's hit and miss. I know. I'm
has
like,
that spot ever been
shit?
Packed? LA School Comedy? That spot been full.
I've heard they said, yeah, like there was like a lot of people for every time I've went. I think the most I've seen was like 11 or something.
11
like
people?
That. Yeah. So
that's the most people I've seen at open mic.
Shit, I've been to some, it's like, you know, like 20. The one I did in Louisville, shit, there may have been like, fuck, maybe close to 50 motherfuckers in there or some shit like that. It was nice. Like, there were some seats in like the very back. They had kind of like a small balcony type area that was empty, but like down on the like main floor. Yeah, there was motherfuckers in there. That's why I was like, yeah. And I'm so mad when I was trying to record it before the show, they had all the comics in the little back room and they was like, oh, this is the lineup. So I forgot the person's name who was in front of me. So I'm waiting for them and I don't never hear their name. Then it was like GQ and I'm like, oh shit, I'm trying to get my fucking phone to record and I guess it didn't. And then I was like, all right, well, I'll get it from the fucking comedy club, but they fucking cameras was down and shit. So yeah, no, I was like, but that was probably one of my best performances. It was like a big ass crowd, and all I have is like 1 minute from like one of my peoples and shit had recorded it. I'm like, bro, this shit weak, man.
Man, that's annoying, man. That's why you always gotta kind of rely on yourself most times. You gotta bring your own camera setup.
I did, but I was waiting. I forgot what the fuck that person's name was, and they never called that person's name, and I'm like, bro, what the fuck? So yeah, man, I thought my shit had. Was recording, but it wasn't. So I was like,
yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, man. And I was like, I got all this shit recorded from these weak ass like spots where nobody was like participating. And there was people was like showing me love and laughing. And my homeboy, he was like, yeah, bro, there was some ladies behind me. And they was like talking when he was performing, was like, oh, he's good. He's funny. We like him. And I was like, yeah, yeah. So yeah.
At least
yeah.
That can make you feel good, you know?
Yeah.
You got something
man.
Out of it.
I mean, no, I had a good crowd reaction, but it was dope that, like, the motherfuckers was talking in between my set. It was like, oh, he's funny. He's good. So I was like, hell yeah. So I love it, man. And shit just. So you say you've been performing for, like, since May?
Yeah, like, hard, like, legit, like, trying to go up every time.
Oh, but you were saying you had done last it before, May. Though.
Yeah, like, on and off. Like, not for real. They ain't for real.
Okay,
like,
so
now
you started,
it's for real.
You started in May. And then I did my first one at the end of, I think August 28th is the first time I performed or something. It was like toward the end of August.
Wow, that's real, real, real recent. And you already got like good stage presence.
Thank you, man.
It takes a while to build that. And for you to like build that, to catch on to that early, like that's dope. It ain't a small thing.
Thank you. Shit, I love it, man. Because like the first time that I performed was at the Hollywood Comedy. And this one dude was like, oh, man, that was a good set. He's like, oh, you do, like, more of the storytelling. I was like, yeah. He was like, how long you been performing? I said, bro, this is my first time ever getting on stage. He was like, I can kind of tell you was new, but damn, I didn't know that that was your first time. And you remember that one older dude that performed, his nails was painted, Albert?
Yeah.
So I saw him before at Ha Ha, and then I performed at the School of Comedy a couple weeks ago, and we was talking. He's like, how long are you performing? I'm like, 2 months. And he was like, shocked. He was like, damn, I couldn't tell. I was like, yeah, bro, the shit just came like natural to me and shit. So yeah, I love it, man. I was like, shit, I've been talking shit all these years forever. At least I can entertain
him. Bro, you
probably
just backing
get paid.
It up.
Yeah.
You trying to audition like at a comedy club? Like, you could audition on Sunday. They do Sunday auditions at the Chateau? Comedy Chateau. Yeah.
Okay, I heard, but it's a 3 minute set.
3 minute set.
I don't have 3 minutes yet, so I gotta fucking do something for 3 minutes. That's what I fucking hate, bro. You can't really get shit off in 3 minutes. 5 is hard. But 3, like, what the fuck, dog? Like, yeah, man. So I'm about to see what's up.
Yeah,
bro.
They could book you on their New Face show. Do you do bringers shit? Like, are you able to bring 5 people? Because they will hound you on that. Like, you got to bring 5 people for those shows. So,
I can't.
Fuck it? Nah.
No. I can't bring 5 people. Like,
but they audience be packed, though, for New Faces.
What day they do that on?
Sunday, for audition Sunday at 4, I believe.
Oh, so a lot of people be at the auditions?
Yeah.
And that's where they give you the 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Fuck. So I'm about to figure something out for 3 minutes and shit. Mm-hmm. And yeah, bro, that should be weak, dog. They should do 5, bro. 3 minutes is fucking weak, man.
Yeah. But like, I guess those clubs want to see like if you can get off like all like a lot of jokes in 3 minutes. They want to see you be like a joke person.
Yeah.
For me, I flow. Like, I take time to like, but I was shocked that I got booked like my first time.
At the Chateau?
Yeah.
Oh, did they pay you?
None of these clubs pay.
So they'll just book you to be a regular. How often have you performed up there?
Like a lot. Like for the New Faces that I did like a bunch of the Macabo shows. And now I haven't done like those shows anymore because I can't bring any more people. Like in the beginning, you have friends that will come out and support you, but it gets like too much. Like you got to bring like other people.
If really you don't bring people, they're not going to fuck with you.
Nah, you got to bring 5 people.
Well, I definitely don't have 5. Like, bro, like, since I've been doing this, maybe 3 in L.A., 3 people that I know personally have came and saw me. And that was when the shit that I saw showed you at the Dime, that was then. But I always post on my fucking social media is like if I hit up a little spot and motherfuckers always say I'm gonna come and then always have a goddamn excuse. That's why I don't take nobody serious. And then when I was in Kentucky, when I posted on Facebook, all these likes and comments and shit, none of the motherfuckers showed up. That's why I don't take none of these bitches serious. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you show up or not because I'm gonna still do my digs and, you know, at least I'm performing in front of somebody. You know, I don't give a fuck if I know you or you a complete stranger. I'm just trying to perform. I don't give a damn if you show up or not. You know, I don't have faith in y'all any goddamn way. But, yeah, I guess I need to do a 3-minute material because I would love to do Chocolate Sunday. That'd be dope. So, yeah, I got to figure some 3-minute shit out.
Come to those mics, man. Go to the Laugh Factory mics. They do.
But, yeah, to get on the Laugh Factory and shit, for their open mic is like 3 minutes and shit, I think.
Yeah, they do 3 minutes.
Yeah, so I got to find the 3-minute material and shit. I just started doing the 5-minute shit, so.
Yeah.
3 is going to be a challenge.
Sign up at on Friday. Sign up on Friday for the potluck for the Comedy Store.
Okay.
And you get picked on Sunday. And they let you know. No, you get picked on Monday. And they let you know, like, what time to come in tomorrow on that night on Monday to do a set at the Comedy Store if you get picked.
Oh, so they let you know Monday, like, hey, you come in tonight. Mm-hmm. That's damn short notice. And there's a 3-minute suit?
No, it's 5.
Okay.
Longer.
All right, so hold on. So you sign up for a potluck, and then if they choose you, then you get 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And longer.
I think
it's 5 minutes, though.
No audition?
That's kind of like an audition. Like, if you do well, then they might... Someone there that's
no,
like...
No. I'm saying to get into the potluck...
No. You
just
don't
put
audition.
Your name
you
in.
You put your name in, and they pick you. You're in.
Okay, so you have to go up there and put your name in, or you do it online?
You do it online. Go like on an email. You email them that you want to do it.
Oh, cuz I'm finna do it tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, so
on Friday. Gotta do it on Friday.
Oh, you do it on Friday. Yeah.
They're all strict right. about that. Got to do on Friday.
What time Friday? Anytime?
I think it's before 12. You got to just do it. You got to do it early in the day.
All right. So then, so I'll just say like, hi, my name is GQ. I'm a comic. I would like to put my name in the potluck
right.
for Monday. Mm-hmm. And then boom, to the email me. Oh, yeah, that's hard, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. If they pick you, that's hella dope.
Hell yeah. I love to do some shit like that. Hell, I'm glad you told me about that shit. I'm definitely in for it. Oh, something, man, that I heard Ice Cube said. He said, if you are not prepared to make money in the first 5 years, do not start that business. Or that venture that you in. And I kind of felt him. I was like, shit, I'm in my fifth year and I ain't made no motherfucking money from this podcast and shit. And that's something that like a lot of people need to like listen and like think about. Like the shit's not going to happen overnight. You got to grind. You got to go for it. Especially like with this entertainment shit, man. Fuck, bro. Especially like, you're going to have to do some shit for some years. Some of your favorite motherfuckers that you've seen, some of the motherfuckers, it happened overnight because they sucked the right person's dick or they got the right last name. But a lot of these motherfuckers, it took them a long time of grinding and shit to get on. So I felt them. And I feel you, man, if you ain't prepared to make the money. And like, I knew going into this shit, like, it wasn't going to be no money, like, right away. And all that, and you know, so hopefully one day I get to a point that like I can get like one check that will reimburse me for all the shit that I put in like over these years, you know what I'm saying? Like just to make it, I'm like, damn, all the money that I sacrificed.
Just one check, many more.
No. I'm just saying hopefully one day I can just get like one check.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That boom, all the shit I ever invested, you know what I'm saying, that got paid back. Right. Now, I'm not over time. Now I would like to get a check at one time, like, oh shit, like everything I've ever spent, I got it right back, and then get many more checks after that.
Hell yeah.
So hell
you
will, yeah,
man. You got, come on, like you're on the path to like, you're still pursuing, you haven't quit.
Yeah, man.
You can't quit, you gotta keep going.
Yeah, with the comedy just starting and shit, man, over the last few days, it's like been like frustrated, little bullshit's been going on. And earlier today, I had to like sage myself to like get rid of all like the negative energy that's been around me, and I had to like try to get some like good vibes to me. And I even had to sage the dog and shit, man, because I've been frustrated. A lot of stupid shit been going on, and yeah, bro. So I need like more good vibes and shit in my life, because shit be weak and motherfuckers be getting on my goddamn nerves, bro.
Especially in the industry. Like,
no, I'm just saying just in life.
Just in life, okay.
Yeah, no, just in life, bro. Just shit. I be at the point, like, I don't like going out in public because motherfuckers get on my nerves, stupid shit be happening, and yeah.
You just got to bring that same energy to your art. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah
it's bad, but you could turn that bad to good.
Yeah, I will, but shit, just like living life when having like to go out in like public and stupid ass shit be going on, and oh man,
yeah. I'm sorry that you're going through all that shit.
I know, man. So, yeah, man, crazy shit been happening. I'll be like, fuck,
fucking pussy ass, fucking uncle.
I ain't worried about that motherfucker, man. I'll put his ass back in the hospital, but he's still out here threatening my life and shit, which I think is fucking.
That is fucked up.
He's been threatening my life for years. I got voicemails of him saying he's gonna kill me and never come back to Kentucky and shit. I'm like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. You ain't finna do a goddamn thing. Like that pussy is like the fucking least of my worries. Now that I'm fully like healed up, I hope I run into him and shit, cause I'll walk up to his car like, what's all that shit? You gonna kill me? What's all the shit you was talking about? But what's fucked up is like, he was talking shit thinking it was me and all this little shit, and the motherfucker gave him an address and was like, pull up, motherfucker. He just wrote back, fuck you. I said, I knew you was a hoe. The motherfucker told you to pull your ass up and you didn't. Oh, somebody we got to bury is Sophia Rossing. She's a former student at the University of Kentucky. She got banned for calling one of the
Sorry to interrupt. Actually, like,
huh?
I was looking at the time, but I'm actually like on schedule. I have to go somewhere.
All right. You know what? You showed up late.
I know. I showed up late and shit.
I know. See.
Because I got lost.
How'd you get lost?
I parked out on the other side. Like, I was like walking around.
But no.
Did not find this.
But hold on. You supposed to be here at 1.
At 1.
And then you hit me at like 1. Yo, you hit me at 12:42. I'm on the way. And you stayed longer than 15 minutes from me.
Yeah, like I think I rolled up like at 1:22 or something like that.
Bro, you showed up at like 1:40 something. It was a quarter till 2.
1:40?
Yeah, it was a quarter. Matter of fact, I'll tell you the exact time. Let me see when you.
Maybe 1:40.
1:38.
1:38?
Is when you called the call box. You showed up almost 40 minutes late. All right, well, let me finish this and we'll close it out. She went on a racist rant with one of the resident advisors and shit in UK and was calling her a nigger and a black bitch and all that. Yeah, she went on the whole racist tirade and shit. And what's crazy, it was like Vice TV had like named her like the most annoying college student a few years ago or whatever. She went on this little rant and shit and like assaulted that chick and I think a police. She fucking got kicked out of UK and shit. And when I say cracker ass cracker, that's what I mean. Motherfuckers like that, man. Not just white people. There's cool white people and there's racist cracker ass crackers. Like them police that be trying to blame me for shit and twist my words. And that little stupid ass white bitch named Sophia. So on this podcast, bitch, you buried. Your whole life's fucked up. You got kicked out of college. Because you couldn't keep your fucking...
It's just crazy how that always happens in school. I went to Palisades Charter High School, and there's this bitch that said some wild racist shit about some other girl. Black girl. And her name was Lexi. Fuck Lexi. She was like on the news about that shit, too.
She was on the news?
Yeah. Like, our school was on the news.
What's the name of this school?
Palisades Charter High School. Fucking Lexi said some fucked up shit.
You was in school in the Palisades with the rich whites?
Poor ass whites, too.
It was the poor whites, too? That's what's up. I recently found out that poor whites eat macaroni with hot dogs. I found that out about a year ago. I was dating this one white chick, and she was like, yeah,
she's a poor white?
Yeah, she grew up like a poor white or whatever. Then I found out, then like, I don't know, it's a poor white meal, and then like white folks like that shit. She was like, yeah, Kraft macaroni. I was like, I know that shit fucked up. Because real motherfuckers eat Velveeta, the shells and cheese, that Kraft and shit, that shit ain't cheesy. But yeah, she was like, I'll make it. I was like, bitch, I ain't eating that shit. You'll eat that struggle meal by your damn self. Yeah, man. But I found out that's the poor white people meal, macaroni and cheese and hot dogs. And I don't even like hot dogs. And I just found that out. And then I found out more white folks was like, you've never had that? No, white people, I haven't. And I don't plan on eating that shit.
Oddly enough, I fuck with hot dogs. Macaroni? No.
I like sausage. I recently had some good ass macaroni from fucking this one Annie Soul Kitchen and shit in Little Ethiopia. That shit was good. I had some greens too. I ain't never made macaroni, but I'm finna make some macaroni and shit. Real, real cheesy. I've been seeing some recipes and I'm gonna make some greens too. But yeah, man, as always, if you have a dream, you have a goal, I want you to go for it. Don't listen to the people that are saying you'll never make it because they was pussy and they never tried, or they tried and failed and didn't keep going. I'm sending fresh vibes, good health, and good wealth to those that are deserving, the ones who feel the same way about me. We're going into, well, shit, this is Sunday, but y'all hear this shit later on in the week because I just put an episode out on like Thursday or whatever, so... I want all y'all just to be happy and healthy, man. Get this motherfucking money. For everybody out there that be lying on me, talking shit, making up rumors and allegations, saying that I do porn and my name is Chocolate Thunder, I just want to say, fuck y'all, eat a dick and die slow. You just got buried, you little punk ass bitch.
I fucking love this podcast. It's fucking hilarious.
You got to come back when you get you some pussy.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. I'm going to tell you, you know, my story. And, you know,
like a virgin, touched for the very first time. That's you, boy. Man, I'm mad nobody called in because I wanted to hear some virginity stories and watch motherfuckers try to call in and shit later on. They might not, but hell yeah, man. This is the Fresh Podcast and shit. And I hope y'all was thoroughly enjoyed, and y'all will hear from me soon, and y'all stay fresh.
Peace.
This podcast has been presented to you by Extraterrestrial Enterprises.